And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 30th of July, 2015. It was on this day, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Act, which created the Medicare and Medicaid programs, country's first national health insurance law. It's the birthday of the blues guitarist Buddy Guy, born Lettsworth, Louisiana, 1936, made his own guitar when he was 13, learned to play listening to the records of John Lee Hooker and others, started playing clubs in Baton Rouge, moved to Chicago in 1957. He was just 21 years old, and that's where Muddy Waters discovered him and took him under his wing. He was very popular in the 60s. He was a sideman for Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Coco Taylor. Eric Clapton said, "Buddy Guy was to me what Elvis was for others." But it bothered Buddy Guy that rock and roll stations would play an Eric Clapton version of a Muddy Waters song, but they would not play Muddy Waters himself. It was on this day in 1975 in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, near Detroit, that Teamsters leader Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. He'd been involved with the Teamsters from 1932 to 1975, been its president. He'd had ties to organized crime, went to jail. President Nixon commuted his sentence. And on this day in 1975, Hoffa told his friends he was going to meet with two mafia leaders at the Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Township. Police found his car hours later in the parking lot. No sign of Hoffa. His body has never been found. And it's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born Yorkshire, England, 1818, daughter of a clergyman, sister of Anne and Charlotte Bronte. Mother died of cancer when they were small children. Their father was a quiet, solitary man, spent much of his time in his room. And so the children learned to entertain themselves. They made up stories, made up a whole imaginary land, Angria. And when she was 29, Emily wrote Wuthering Heights. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostofsky entitled U-Haul. I was glad to. After all, it would be just him and me in the cab, together for 8 whole hours, talking. He'd been away at college for 4 whole years, text messaging every now and then, and now I expected some full sentences. That was the deal. In return, we'd use my credit card, and I would drive him and all his worldly possessions home. Somewhere around Delaware, the mirror on the passenger side started turning inward against the wind, and I couldn't see, and it wouldn't stay when we opened the window and readjusted it. I told him to take off his shoes and give me his laces, and I'd pull over and tie the mirror to the antenna to keep it from drifting. He asked me why his shoes and not my shoes. It was a good question, the kind of question you might debate in a sociology class in college, if you were still in college. But we were speeding down I-95 in a U-Haul with one functioning mirror, a resourceful father at the wheel, a credit card in his pocket, his thumbs keeping time to an old-fashioned song in his head that only he could hear, and a son drowning out that song now, turning the radio on loud, louder, silently bending down to untie his shoes. U-Haul, a poem by Paul Hostofsky from The Bad Guys, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.